Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to ATRT3 Leadership Call number 24 on the 9th of September, 2019. At 1900 UTC, the leaders attending the call today are Cheryl, Vanda, Daniel, and Sebastian. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie is joining, and apologies from Pat and Michael. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Cheryl, for the record. Today's leadership call is hopefully a relatively brief one. It's a rinse and repeat activity, primarily focused on getting our agenda set for our plenary call coming up on the 11th, and so to that end, we've got all of the work parties represented here today, excepting communities, but we know Michael, as soon as he's got better connectivity, we'll catch up, and we also recognise that, like reviews, communities is going to have more to do after they get the survey in. So, as we do our, pardon me, frog in my throat, administrivia, if there's anybody who has an update to their SOIs, let us know now. Not seeing anybody's hand come up, we shall move past the administrivia and ask Daniel and Vanda and Sebastian, is there anything that we need to be aware of from the work parties at this stage? Recognising that, of course, we will have our usual brief update from all of the work parties as an opportunity in the main agenda of the plenary. Vanda, go ahead.
Yeah, Vanda for the record. It's just to confirm if someone wants to join, that we're going to have a call for our GAC group just after the meeting next Wednesday. So we set for the end of the meeting, the general meeting, we're going to start our meeting. So if anyone wants to join, is welcome. Thank you.
Sure, for the record. Thanks, Vanda. Yes, that actually might encourage a few more people to stay on a little longer. And I assume that the calendar invitation has gone to all of those registered as being part of the GAC work party. I know you've got your core group of workers, but it will be an opportunity for some of those who perhaps haven't been as deeply involved as they would like to be, to also stick into it and see what's happening. Okay. Sebastian, did you have anything you wanted to add from your work party at this stage?
Thank you, Cheryl. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. One little point is that I tried to look to all the requests, resources requests that the board working party set up. I have the impression that there are some pieces missing, but I wanted to check with Bernie, and it is between me and Bernie for the moment, and as soon as it will go out of this tunnel, we will send to staff if there are things missing. That's the main point about where we are on the board issue. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, for the record. And from that, I'm assuming, Daniel, you're not going to take much time, if any at all, in the plenary, so it would seem to me that probably just a couple of minutes each for board and GAC is all we need to allocate in our agenda. Is that the case?
Daniel, for the record, yeah, yes, indeed. Still, we are trying to figure out how we are going to be able to proceed. I think I'll be talking to Casey tomorrow, in case her time allows. We have at least a scheduled call for discussion tomorrow. Thank you. Back to you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Daniel, and Cheryl, for the record, I'm assuming you'll be bringing Bernie up to speed on, or perhaps even including Bernie in that discussion, because as the survey is closing, pending on closing, the work within your group will have more to do. So it's an important time as we hopefully start bringing more information into both the community and the reviews working group. Everyone needs to keep Bernie in the loop, as obviously Sebastian is doing, or Osvaldo and Sebastian are doing. All right, so that brings us to that S word, survey. How are we going with it? Jennifer. And I know, Jennifer, the apologies from Lou for today's call. Thanks for that.
Thank you. This is Jennifer. So just wanted to share some figures that my colleague Sharla kindly gave to me earlier today. So in terms of individual survey respondents, so far the number of individuals who have started the survey is over 200, but the number of people who have completed more than 50 questions is 25 at the moment. So obviously people have gone in and started answering questions and haven't yet finished it. So I would encourage you to encourage people to complete it. And in terms of the groups, we've got four groups who have completed more than 50 questions, and I know that I had a communication earlier with one of my colleagues who mentioned that the ALAC and each of the five relos are working on their responses at the moment as well. So, and the one response that has one of the responses is from GNSO. Other than that, I have no other updates. Obviously, we know that the ESSAC response is coming in a bit later, and I believe that's all I have on the survey update. Do let me know if you have any specific questions and I'll try to answer. Thank you.
Cheryl here. Thanks, Jennifer. I've got Bernie and Sebastian and Vanda. Oh, what, quite the lineup. Okay. From the top, Bernie, Sebastian, and then Vanda.
All right. Just a quick comment. The Rob from the GAC said they're working very hard and really want to get it in, but they're going to be late. And I said that regardless, we would be keeping it open until the 16th anyways. So he seemed to be happy with that. But even if they come in after that, I think we'll be happy to take their input. Thank you.
Okay, Seb?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Vanda.
Show. That's okay. Up to you.
Sebastian?
Go ahead, Vanda, go ahead.
Okay. No, it's Bernie just said what I want to say, and so is I will drop my hand. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Okay, thank you very much, Vanda, Cheryl, and Bernie. I, to confirm what Jennifer said, we had a call, regional leaders call today, and we discussed about the AT-AT3 survey. I guess we will have some of the RALO who may be late, but I tell them that it's better that they answer, even if it's a little bit late and no answer. And the other point was to convince them that they don't need in each RALO to go to each LSEs or to individuals, that if they want to do so, they need to tell them to fulfill the individual survey, and the one for the group, it's for the leader of the group. But it's was not so easy to convince every RALO that it is the right way to go, but I hope I have succeeded. We will see. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian and Vanda. Yes, well, the RALOs, of course, all deal with their ALSs and individual members in different ways. So what we do know, of course, is that they've all had the Word version document distributed to the RALO leadership team. So Hopefully we will be getting something back from each and every one of them. And if not, well, then so be it. Okay. Anything else on survey? Thank you, Daniel. Good to see you pushing Afralo as Vandra is going to be pushing Afralo. That's great. I can only hope that somebody's doing something with Naralo. Yes, Sebastian, your hand's still up.
It's a new end. Naralo is done. I guess it's a question of just publishing the answer, but they told us during the call today that they have finished their work, and Naralo must be the first ones to get in. I have comments about the question, and I need to apologize because it was the first time I read all the question, and I guess I have one trouble, and I know that it's my general trouble with how ICANN is working when we talk about no opinion and I don't participate or I abstain. But I am a little bit puzzled that when in between of satisfied and someone dissatisfied, you have no opinion. It could be that I have an opinion. My opinion is that it's equal. And it's no opinion. No opinion, it's another point. And I just want to raise that with you because I think even if I am late, I think it's an important point. I don't understand how we can say when it's a middle ground, it's no opinion. It's an opinion that's a middle ground. I know we can't do nothing now, but I hope that we will take into account that when we will get the answer, because and I don't know how, but it's a point I wanted to raise. Thank you.
Well, I'm not even going to react to that, Sebastian, because the design of the survey is the design of the survey. So perhaps someone with a far better mathematical capabilities than mine could have a comment on that. Bernie, you're good with numbers, but it all, I guess it also... I mean, I guess we could say, you know, there's almost anything you can do with statistics should you choose to. You can make statistics do whatever you damn well please.
That is correct. That was our saying in statistics: is tell me what you want, exactly. And I can make it say it for you.
I can find a test to give you the answer you want exactly.
I sort of understand Sebastian's point of view, but. I mean, the difference between no opinion and feeling they're the same, once you analyze the data and you're crunching it, I don't think makes a lot of difference, at least from the stuff I've done. It's just, I think it's a technical qualification, but fine. I will take it and we'll keep it in mind if we do something like this further on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Sebastian, back.
Yeah, just to add one other point, it's that sometimes you have the possibility to say yes or no, and you can't abstain. Maybe you can decide not to answer the question. I didn't try that. It's another thing I think in the future, if we do a survey, we need to add this possibility, because if you are neither a yes or no about what question, what you say. Thank you.
Cheryl, for the record, well, in the tools I'm used to, you can make questions compulsory or not. And if they're not, that's the equivalent to a abstain, because you can move on with the rest of the survey. My question, I guess, is that how are these questions set up? I am not planning on filling in the survey to overly bias the whole process. So I haven't explored the opportunity to try and move on without answering a question. Jennifer, do you know the answer to that?
I do, and you do not have to answer the questions. You can skip ahead.
There's no problem with that at all.
No. I am sorry, but it's not that. Yes, you can skip a question, but if you say yes, you have other questions. If you say no, you have other questions. And therefore, it's not the same to skip the question or to be able to answer the question. It's yes, no, or abstain. I didn't intend to fulfill a questionnaire, but once again, I know that I am late, but I think there are some bias in those questions, and some of them are quite heavy. The one about the board, is it yes or no? It could be yes and no, and it's not the possibility. And that's different to not answering that to answer. I am in middle ground. Thank you.
Bernie, over to you.
Yeah, I guess the ones you're talking about, if you say yes or no, and then you get other questions, there are not that many of those. And most of the rest, I guess you do have a choice of simply not answering them. So, maybe it does introduce a bias, but I don't think it's significant. Thank you.
Very difficult to totally avoid bias in these things unless they're utterly and absolutely professionally done, and with a great deal more lead-up time than we gave ourselves on this. So right now it is what it is, and I guess we need to be aware of our biases if they become obvious in the analysis of the data. If we can now move on from what should have been a very brief update to now look at the new work plan, I wondered, rather than take particular time on this now, if we can very briefly mention any of the high days and holidays that are in it now, because we will be looking at this as a detailed part of our plenary call. And I, for one, was hoping to make this a fairly brief call and focus more on the development and double-checking the agenda. So, Bernie, over to you.
Thank you. Basically, it's the format of the report, and we bookended that, meaning there are a few things added in the front and the back. In the front, we've got setting up the ATRT and getting the survey done. At the end, we've got getting the report finished. And we've thrown in a few things about the face-to-face meeting. So really, it's the report format, as you've seen it and we've all agreed to, transferred into a work plan. And then we've added the things on the edges to make it coherent for a full work plan. That's the short version.
Excellent. Thank you very much. It's a nicely short version. I appreciate that. That was Cheryl for the record. Okay, so now if we can just dive into the wonderful world of our agenda for the 11th of September. Pat's confirmed he will be at the call, so we can give him all the work to do. Yay. No, that's just me being cheeky. Bog standard normal beginnings. Survey update will take a little bit longer. But I'm thinking by the time, you know, we probably shouldn't, we'll allow it 10, but it'll probably be 5. Sebastian, can I ask, are you going to be raising the concerns you raised here today again with the plenary?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's something for the leaders. I don't think we need to have that put in a public place and even in our full groups, and it was not my intention, but if you want, for transparency reasons, I do it, I will, but I'm not sure it's good. Useful.
Sebastian, Cheryl here, I was just checking. That's all. Just checking. So that means that we should be fine with you know, 7 to 10 minutes, and I think we'll get change out of that amount of time allocation. That's all. And then 3 to 5 minutes for each of the work parties, noting that reviews and community will be a minimalist, if anything, input, and that Workstream 2 is actually, I thought we were going to have an update on our Workstream 2 activities. Are we going to have an update? Isn't it time we stuck a... I thought we were going to have an update at about this time. Bernie, are we able to do a very brief one? Thanks. Over to you, Bernie.
Well, the process at least is out of park and moving. And so the Workstream 2 implementation team has completed a set of questions and concerns regarding the draft implementation plan. Those were sent today, and there will be a follow-on meeting with the board caucus group responsible for Workstream 2 implementation to follow up on those. And I guess that will be when we will have a real update about how things go.
Okay, so are you suggesting we don't update in the plenary this week, but we may do next week? Is that what I'm hearing from you there?
Depends when the board gets back to us and they want a meeting. So it may be, it's certainly not enough, I think, beyond mentioning that okay. Things are moving, but there's no real update and may take a couple of weeks.
Okay, so how about I get you to literally say what you just said? So we'll, you know, it'll still be just a couple of minutes, but it will allow us to keep our finger on the pulse of what is happening there. I think that's probably important. One of the things I wouldn't mind updating the community on is the, just to draw their attention, sorry, the plenary, is to draw their attention to the resolutions out of the public board meeting that occurred in the last, I guess, 24, 38 hours, whatever it was. First of all, there is a, you know, aspects of the whole transparency of what was going on in the public board meeting, which I think is a good thing. I think that's a, you know, tick box type stuff. But I was hoping that staff would have been sent the recordings to reference it. So I'm willing to hold that to the following week if needs be. Jennifer and Nagar, can we just find out whether or not they will have published or have publicly available any of the record from the public part of the board meeting at the retreat by the time we go to our meeting on Wednesday? If so, we could perhaps squeeze something in.
This is Jennifer. I don't know off the top of my head. I'll certainly find out, and if we can add that, if it's going to be available. I don't know if Nagar has any more information.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. No more information. I'm on the same page as you. Not quite sure how soon things get published, but we can look into it, Gerald, and find out for sure.
Okay. Yeah, because it was a reconsideration request issue. You know, community is going to be interested in that. I would think it's probably a most critical aspect for the community work party to be aware of, but indeed the wider ATRT as well, because it's one of the early examples of the activities of the BAMPC to have done its reconsideration request advice and recommendations to the board and the board resolution in a very public format, which I think is a good thing, but we probably need to recognise it. That's okay. All right. So we might be a little bit flexible there. And if needs be, we can squeeze that in to work party updates. So I'm thinking that leaves us a goodly amount of time, but still only for a 90-minute call to look at the work plan. Bernie and Jennifer, are we thinking 15-ish minutes there or what?
Bernie here. I think it's going to depend on the questions. I think as we saw today, I can explain it rather quickly because the whole thing is based on the framework of the report. So we're not introducing anything new. So once we walk through a few of the examples, I think it'll be very clear. So 15 minutes, with some questions, I think is very reasonable. If there are a lot of questions, we may go slightly over. Does that make sense to you, right, Jennifer? Well,
perfect. Thank you.
Well, let's budget 20, and if we get change, that's great. And if we go over, I think we've got change from other time allocations if needs be. What that means is we still have plenty of time to look at the ATRT2 implementation. How much time are you going to be wanting for that, my friends?
This is Bernie. We are progressing on closing items over the weekend. Thank you for all of those that are involved. We'll probably do a series, Adam, going through the things that are left. There's about 8 to 10 that are left. Some of them are really minor things to settle. And we should just walk through and make sure everyone's aware of those, got the assignments, and work out a plan to close those, because I would like to check that off my list. So 10, 15 minutes maximum.
Okay, terrific. All right, so then any other business and confirmed action items? I'm seeing somewhere between 75 and 80 minutes, even generously, in that agenda. Is it our desire to put anything else in or just leave it flexible and if we end early, yay us? All right, in the absence of you all say you desperately want something else put in, let's go end early, yay us. Bernie, when do you want to take the plenary into a show and tell on the reporting? That can be next week's thrill-packed and exciting adventure.
On the reporting, I'm going to ask for a little bit more specification.
Well, the report document. You basically, the work party leads are the ones that know anything about the reporting document. I would love to think that everybody in the ATRT has looked at the template, has read through the template, and is fully a fait with what's happening with the air bats. But I know I don't actually live in my utopian dream. So we are going to have to drag these darlings through the quagmire with us at some point.
Okay, well, certain sections are getting filled in as we speak, and we're moving ahead. So, next week might be a good time to do that, because next week in the background I'll be working on preparing the results of the survey so that we can do that at the meeting the week after. So let's call it like that. We'll do a deep dive on the report and what's filled out and what's remaining next week, next week's call, and the week after that we'll do the survey.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Bernie. So what I might do then, Jennifer, is as a piece of any other business, we can note under any other business already that will be just put the word meeting forward planning, meeting agenda forward planning, and that'll prompt Pat and I to mention to the group that this is the current current attack. So Bernie, I'll ask you far more politely, of course, if you can forecast what we're going to be doing next week and the week after from your perspective in terms of reporting, etc. And so they know that, you know, this is when the survey is going to be discussed and this is when the report is going to be discussed. And who knows? Some of them might have actually done their homework then. And it also means that Pat and I can start looking at what stage we'll be up to in all of these moving parts to build out our Singapore agenda. All right, so with that, I would say we have got a meeting well organised. Jennifer, I'm unaware that there's many action items to us to deal with, so I wasn't thinking more than a minute or so on new and closed action items, but am I missing something?
This is Jennifer. No, you're correct. I can't actually think of anything that we need to cover in that one. But if anything comes up, it will just be one or two items, as you said.
Excellent. Okay, so that is an agenda, one minor change in terms of the piece of telegraphed any other business. We note, thank you, Bernie, for letting us know that Osvaldo sent an apology for this meeting. That's, I'm sure, been captured by Brenda. Is there anything else we need to talk about at today's meeting, or can I get myself off this call and ready to go and say goodbye to my granddaughter up at the school at 6 a.m. when she gets on the bus to go off for her very first school excursion to our nation's capital for a whole 2 days overnight. Very exciting, you know, away from home. Staying in a motel with, you know, 60 other screaming children. Oh, I do respect the teachers as heroes at these times. All right, thank you, one and all. Jennifer, have we got any action items that we need other than the minor addition to the agenda?
Just the fact that the staff are going to check on the board recording from the meeting, the resolutions, and other than that, nothing.
Terrific. All right, well, I've got to get my gloves on. It's only 8 degrees here. Yes, Bernie, I know that's not cold in Canadian terms. For an Australian, 8 degrees. 8 degrees and the fact that the sun's not even up yet is cold. So I'm going to get rugged up and go and say goodbye to me. Goodbye to my eldest granddaughter while she gets in a bus and goes off, and she might even see snow for the first time. Very exciting.
Okay. Enjoy.
Bye, everyone.
Enjoy your Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.